Broadcasting. This is the BFB Locked In Report. We are here on vacation in Doral, Florida, outside of Miami, at the Trump National Doral Hotel. It is at the Reawaken America Tour, and we are bringing on many interviews to you like we always do, getting the truth out. In fact, we got some really hard-hitting ones coming here, as we're going to be going with the J6 detainees, and we have several really good ones. In fact, this next one, my husband, is he is detained currently, going through the troubles, as they are hurting people who didn't deserve to be there, that were there just to see Trump. And our nation is all under distress because of what they're doing with this sharing kangaroo court and imprisoning people just so they can come after you in the future. Miss Malcolm, I'm going
to put him. Sarah Macri.
Sarah Macri, I'm sorry, but sometimes it goes that fast. And your husband Ryan is.
Ronald. Yes.
Ronald. So it goes that fast. I'm real sorry. Ronald's the take. Tell us a little bit about who he is and what he was doing.
Yeah, so he was a sheriff's deputy for 7 years on January 6th. And he was there trying to save the life of Roseanne Boyland. In the videos, you see him trying to give her chest compressions and save her life. And 7 to 10 minutes of his life, everything's on video. The same videos they used to charge him with exonerate him on every charge they've charged him with. But because he was at the West Terrace Tunnel, they're trying to detain him. And he'll be behind bars 26 months before he steps foot in front of a jury.
Oh, wow. So what is some of the condition he's having to go through right now while they have him in prison?
Yeah, so because he was a police officer, they have him in solitary confinement constantly where he's at. And so he's been in 23-1, meaning he's locked up for 23 hours. And the 1 hour he's allowed out, he is in a cage. They literally put him in a cage with a phone, and he can make one phone call and take a shower, and then that's it for the day, and then he's locked up again. And so he's been doing this for 22 months. He's been 24-7 for a week while they, quote, quarantine, where they're not even allowed out. They have a bed, a sink, and a toilet, and that's all they have in their cells.
So you basically have some little prisoners and a political gulag.
Yeah.
They're being forced to sleep in conditions that we would do to the worst enemies of America. People who blow up planes, people who take down the towers, are treated better than these people.
Right. Correct. I mean, they've even written, right now he's in D.C., where the D.C. gulag is what they call it. They've even written a letter asking to be taken to Gitmo because Gitmo gets treated better than they do in our own backyard.
Wow, see, that's really incredible. Are you allowed to see him at anything, or did I keep you from seeing him?
I didn't see him for 597 days. It was the first time I saw him behind glass.
Wow, yeah. So, currently, where do we stand on being able to get them out? How close are we?
I hope we're close. We've been going and having conversations with congressional members saying we need action. Like, we're done with the talk, right? This has been our life for 2.5 years. The damage has already been done to these guys. They could let them out in the next 5 minutes, but it's not going to change anything. They still have to figure out how to get back into society again and how to live their life. They're always going to be labeled a J6er. I mean, even my husband, I literally did nothing wrong that day. If you want to charge him with trespassing, charge him with trespassing. But other than that, he literally did nothing wrong. And yet they're charging him with assault with a deadly weapon. We're giving out officers thanking him on video, thanking him for his help that day. So as terrible as the situation this is, there's been really good things that come out of it. I run an organization called The Real J6 with actually he runs it from his jail cell in the D.C. gulag, Shane Jenkins. And he wants to make sure that this stuff doesn't ever happen again because our fight is far from over. Even once they're released, our fight is just really getting started because they're going to come after normal average citizens. They're going to come after people like you and I.
Right, because the precedent has been set that if you are a political dissident in any kind of form, they're going to come after you. If that's at least what I do here, they want to shut down the media. They want freedom of speech gone.
Right.
They want to take away our Second Amendment. They want to mandate everything. And if we oppose that, people come up here and just on social media.
Right.
They want to be here to arrest you, put you away forever.
Yeah.
Has he been injured in any way? while he's there?
Yeah, he was actually, he was in D.C. for almost a year when a lieutenant sprayed an entire can of OC spray an inch from his eye because he wasn't wearing a mask while taking oral medication. Yeah. And then they handcuffed him, threw him on the ground, and then did another can of OC spray. Left him, left it on his body. OC spray is like a higher level of bear mace. And they left it on his body for 13 hours before he was allowed to shower.
How has this affected your family directly?
Well, a lot of it's definitely pruned the trees, per se, because even his own family members have said, we don't support you, we choose ourselves. Literally, his own biological mother wrote him in a letter and said, I choose myself. And so, yeah. And you're like, how could you ever, you know, knowing who your son is, you know, and it's just, so it's been very, at first you're like, how could this ever happen? But then you're like, thank you, you know, to the Lord for pruning your trees, because those people aren't supposed to walk alongside you. But then you have people that do come into your life that have made a huge difference in this, you know, that see through the political aspect of this. And don't mind being associated with somebody like that, because in my mind, those guys are heroes. They are standing in the gap for every single one of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just really bad. What's going on? Tell us a little bit about how people can learn more about your organization.
For sure. You can go to therealj6.com. We're actually launching a 501c3 foundation to help with prison reform and help with reentry for these gentlemen who have lost everything. Most of them have lost their family, their homes, their pets. So we're launching that program. But a lot of information is on therealj6.com, where you can figure out how to write to them, how to donate to them, and all the information about their bios and who they are.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. We would love to have contact with me. I'll give you my information after that, so that I can help anyone in any way that I can lead. Maybe get you on to the Battlefront Frontline Top Program.
Yeah.
Got to get this out.
Since you can
help me directly.
We do.
Because they hear it. Sometimes they forget it.
They do. It doesn't affect them directly, right? And so they don't have that every day. Like, this is what we've lived in for the last 2.5 years. So our fight's far from over, but we need people to come alongside and support us, even if it doesn't affect them personally, because at some point it might.
Well, once again, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And I hope that this moves faster, but I think we're in for a long fight, but we're going to get it done somehow, some way.
Absolutely. It's all in God's time.
It is in God's time. Everybody, don't go away. We have more coming. This is the BFB Live Report.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
Welcome back to the BFB Live Field Report. I am your host, Dustin Faulkner. We are here at the Reawaken America Tour at the Trump National Doral Hotel in Doral, Miami, outside Doral, outside of Miami. And we're really doing many things today, but we have several really good guests coming on who are affiliated with the J6 detainees. In fact, we have with us now Angie Rhea, and her son is Macy Corson, detained currently, and she has some really important things to tell us about that. Welcome to the program, Angie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Tell us a little bit about Mason.
So Mason has been held 514 days today over January 6 charges. He's currently in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. He's 27 years old, was 25 at the time of his arrest. He has a three-year-old son he hasn't seen, obviously, for over a year and a half. He has not gone to trial yet. He has not had sentencing. He has not been found guilty of anything, and he has been held without bonds. And his story is very similar to a lot of men, almost 100, that have been placed very incorrectly in the situation and unjustly.
So basically, he was just attending the rally.
He attended the rally that day to see Trump speak. He had always wanted to go to a rally, and because of war conflict, could never attend a rally. He was coming home from Pittsburgh, called me and said, Trump's speaking. I'm going to stop on the way home to Florida. Very excited. I encouraged him. And he picked up a police baton that he found in open grass, and he went up the stairs, did not enter the Capitol. But he's been held ever since. He's been called an insurrectionist. He was denied bonds. He's been called a terrorist. It's for documents. It's just horrible. The treatment has been horrible. The lies that have been said. And no speedy trial. Constitutional rights ignored. Treatment inside Northern Neck Regional Jail for a year. Horrific. Abuse from guards. Abuse from other inmates. Nothing done to support his men. A lot of our Republicans that we depend on that are in high positions in office have not stood up for us. It's just been, it's a travesty what's happened. And, you know, these are brave, patriotic men who love Trump, who love that Capitol building, and love freedom. And they've just been cast aside and forgotten about, basically.
Let's go back to something what you just said there. You said that, he picked up a baton or something. All of this is going on. And he went up the stairs to attend it to someone.
He just, I don't know why he picked it up. Unfortunately, all the calls are monitored, haven't been able to speak since, but you can go online. There's a bunch of pictures of him. Mm-hmm. The baton in his hand held up in the sky, you know, held upwards. Didn't assault anybody. Nothing happened, but it is what it is. He picked it up. He made a mistake for sure on that, but it doesn't mean other things happened. And I think what's happening here is a lot of men that went there that day are portrayed in a certain way. If you were there, if you went inside, you destroyed property, you broke in, when you were in fact let in. So what's happened is they see an image and they just run with it for what the narrative that they're trying to portray needs to be. This is the problem. And what's happening is, even though he has a brilliant attorney, Nicholas Smith, you go into a DC court, this is not a jury of your peers. And it's impossible to get a fair jury. A lot of these men have taken pleas they really don't want to take. And you go to trial and they find you guilty on everything. So it's really a dead end for them. It's really unfortunate.
I mean, we've seen all this movement, the J6 checks, and we wanted to see. It was handed over to Fox/Tucker.
Right.
But they take these images and then they use them in a certain way to portray someone like they were this violent criminal out there trying to ransack the Capitol.
Correct.
I think when it all first happened, I wasn't there, but I was watching the op because Slater was up with everything. And so much on start, and I've been a new man, and I've been involved in militia groups at all. I think I was the first affairs officer of my militia group in Texas.
Okay.
So I knew then that it was already raining. It was already raining instead of on it. It's planned. Near those local militia groups, Patriots pulling, they were agitating. And so that's what happened to your secret event in years. And It's real terrible what's happened to them. It's a team helps it live in the air. And they can win 1,000 wars with their country. Has he been injured in any way from all his men?
He has not been injured, thankfully. He has not been injured in any way. He's been humiliated. He's been embarrassed. He's been targeted, but not physically injured. So we've been very fortunate in that aspect.
Can you say he has a 3-year-old son?
He does. He does.
So obviously, was it worried when we had some strong, well, the long
the son will be 4 in August.
See, that's terrible. This is the most important years for the attack. How has this also affected this long lip cap? Was it?
Why did I ask? My son or my grandson?
Yeah. Well, let's go into some parts.
I mean, my son was devastated. Had shared custody. He had his son 15 days a month. Mom was in Tallahassee. He would drive to Tallahassee to drop his son off, back home to South Florida, back to Tallahassee to pick him up, and yeah. He did this so 4 times a month. He was an amazing father. He, when he had a son, he would work from home, and then he traveled when he didn't have him. He was completely dedicated to his son. He had a large family that was very close to him. So my grandson has not only lost out on his father, which every child needs a son, part of the problem in our country today, right? The same unit, but he's lost out on all of us as well. It's terrible. The whole thing's terrible. He sent pictures. I've only seen my grandson twice to try to get your call. And it's not the same. It's devastating. He's devastated.
Yeah, I'm good. Sorry, I tried to struggle.
Yeah.
But, how close? Do you guys even get to visit him or anything?
My son? I've seen him twice. Lewisburg finally allowed visitation. I was not able to see him before that. I saw him once in January and once in February. My goal is to get there before his sentencing, which is scheduled June 14th. But it was postponed twice already. This is the third date we've received. So I'm not sure if it's going to stick, but I'm trying to see him one more time before his sentencing date. I'm just not sure if that's going to happen.
You start moving him somewhere?
So, well, he will be moved to at time of sentencing. He's got to go back to D.C.
Okay.
Because he's got to appear in D.C.
So, how can we get out there and find out more about what's going on here and help all of you?
So I am very active on social media. My handle is J6PatriotMom. I post almost every day on Twitter, and I try to just tag it on Truth Social. My following's larger on Truth, but lately I've become more active on Twitter spaces and things like that that Twitter's doing as well. I update constantly on it. We, of course, have a Give, Send, Go, which is GiveSendGo/ Help Freemason. We do everything we can. I advocate as well for all J6ers. It's not just for my son. And I just want to say for a minute that something that's very passionate with me is that people don't understand the trauma it's caused for families. We have no more joy. There's no joy. We have temporary happiness, but there's no joy in our life. We are victims as well. And we are missing more people that we love more than ourselves, moms. I'm not saying wives don't go through the same things, but I'm a mom at heart. I'm a grandmother. And so they're destroying all of us. We're targets for them. They are politically targeted. And this is something that everyone's got to understand. But no matter what your views are, no matter what side of this you stand on, these men have not been given their constitutional rights. Everything has been violated. There is proof out there. There is evidence out there that is being held from them. And in the courts, in our justice system in America, they're not getting fair trials. Evidence is being brought in. It's being thrown out. Judges, I recently sat in a Proud Boy trial, and what I saw from that judge was a disgrace.
Yes.
And so, I advocate for them as well. They've become my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, these are things that I wish everyone would really just dig into and see that, yes, my son went there. Yes, he picked up a baton. He's admitted that guilt. I had a baton and I interfered. 100%. But that's all I'm going to admit guilt to. That's all I did. And not a lot of men have done that. I don't criticize that because I understand. They're afraid. They have families. And they want to get home. And the difference in time is huge. You know, you take a plea, you don't take a plea. So it's a big difference. So I just want people to please follow, do your own research, make your own judgment, and just try to be fair about it because we've all been targeting. You know, I got a little Jordan comic.
Especially in Republicans who are supposed to really
be
strong and represent people with their vote. Because I talk a lot again about, have you met any woman in your parents as an orgy?
Funny you ask. So when he was first arrested, I was in email with me. I emailed everyone. And Trump's office did respond, but just like a thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, we're sorry. We will look into it. Nothing after that. No one else responded to me. Not DeSantis, not Matt Gaetz, not anyone. I mean, I went down my whole list. Ignore. On social media, I do tag, you know, I tag everybody. But we all do that. We all do that. I know that some of them have been advocating for us, but it seems to me like they're advocating for what fits their political, you know, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's only gone to D.C. You know, we have real issues at other jails for these men. And it's a select group of men that are highlighted. Well, there's a lot of other men out there that are being held and being mistreated. So, unfortunately, I've kind of lost my faith in the people that we thought were there for us. You know, we kind of need a hero, but then I'm not so sure who he is. You know, we've kind of all...
It seems to me, especially... You mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of irritates me now because somebody has been a strong fighter for sure. And she seems to only latch on to certain ones.
Right.
I don't feel like she's, and I said I don't feel because I don't know exactly, like she really cares. It seems more like fundraising to me.
Right.
And then you said Matt Gaetz, even that. I mean, he's still one of these guys.
Right.
He's done some good things, but he's even kind of using this. So you're telling me that they're really none are trying to help.
I haven't even received a return email from their office.
Not one.
And so that's my whole thing. I sit and I think that they've got to have an agenda. It's got to be for both. It's got to be, you know, and why is it the same ones they talk about? Why is it the same jail you're going to? And just so people know, the D.C. Gulag is horrible. The Northern Neck, where my son spent a year, now we find out was much worse than the D.C. Gulag in reference to treatment and what was happening. We advocated for that place like crazy. There's an organization called Northern Neck Patriots that went there relentlessly every week. Until all men in there were moved to Lewisburg. It wasn't any of our politicians. It was the men there locally that stood there, sat in the meetings. It was us, you know? So that's what we have found. We have found that we have to be the voices. We have to be the strength. And we have to advocate for ourselves. And for someone like me, it's scary. I'm a single mom. Been a single mom for 2 years. And I'm out here coming to places like this. I don't have an education in politics or media. I don't know enough about this to speak. It makes me nervous. But I'm going to do it because it's my son. And there's people that I know now that are behind bars and there's families that I know. And if I don't do it, who's going to do it? And it's just, it's unbelievable that in a country like this, this is allowed to happen. It's just very sad.
Why is this happening? When you say all this, it just amazes me. Everybody sees people sitting off, and they know. These watchers know, they watched it. Yeah. And you're not getting it.
No. And I plan today to get my VIP badge and go backstage. And anyone I see, I don't even know who these people are, but I'm going to shake hand and introduce myself. And I'm going to say, my son's been held for 514 days. What can you do? I'll help. I'll knock on doors, but I really just want to see their reaction. I want to see their face. I want to show them my son's picture. And, you know, maybe just see if one of them, if one helped, it's a victory. It's a victory for them. Just one.
I want to help out as much as I can. I've been trying to get them involved in this. But I think this is one of the most hard hands I've ever got. 15 is important. We got the vaccine and we're dealing with content of J6. Now, J6 is really close to home because that's my thing for eliminate everything that we have with life.
Right.
We start arresting people and treating them this way off of misdemeanors or not giving them fair trials.
Right.
That's involved. Yeah. And we're facing that now. It's going to turn not just into that event, to everything.
Right.
We need to do something and we need to do it now. We can't wait anymore.
That's absolutely 100%.
Angie, I really appreciate you coming on.
No, I appreciate you.
I'll take it to him and give you my information.
Absolutely.
And have it along. I want to start hitting more regularly with you guys. Gotta fly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You don't know how much it means to me to even get an opportunity to sit with you and talk. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure and my honor. I'm glad to have met you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is, we gotta get this taken
yes.
care of.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody, go very well. We have more time.
They track you. Big Tech records your every move. They know where you are every second of every day. They know who you talk to. They know where you spend your money. They know where you travel and even how fast you're driving. Are any organizations using this data to help you or just to control you? Whatever happened to our basic freedoms? Thankfully, there's a new phone service to protect you from all of this. There's Volta Wireless. And with the Volta Wireless subscription service, not even network operators will be able to track you. With three levels of military-grade encryption, you can take back your life fast and easy.
Welcome back to the BFB Live Field Report. We are here at the Truck National Doral in Doral, Florida, outside of Miami at the Reawaken America Tour. And it is full throttle. There are interviews coming through and through and through. And as you know, we are interviewing also J6 detaining family in France. Let's go ahead and just call them J6 victims, because that's what they are. They are the victims of the state of these people who throw us in gulags, who want to attack the country. And not just that, they're coming after you, and they're using these poor men and women to do that. And the one that we have here is Heather Cannon. Melanie Cannon?
Cannon.
Dang, I cannot say Cannon.
You know, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Her son is in there. It's her son, right?
He's not in now. No, he's already stopped.
That's my mind. Andrew's not in anymore.
He's not now.
Andrew Gillum. And she's going to tell us a little bit about what is going on with him and also with what she went through. What can you program?
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
It's really good to meet you, too.
Having me.
I love to have you. Let's start with when it did occur. What happened?
My son was at one of the doors. I'm not quite sure which door it was, but he was standing there Snapchatting, and I guess the crowd got really pushy and chubby, and he was to the side of the door, and they pushed him in the doorway. And on the inside of the doorway were men in black tactical gear, and they pulled my son in by the forearm as they were pulling others in ahead of my son. So he obviously went into the Capitol from, you know, that. So once he was in there, he walked through. He was actually on the first episode of the Tucker Carlson show around the 4 or 5 on that first episode. And I appreciate Tucker Carlson for showing that and the truth of these folks that were let in this building. And and pulled in the building as well. And he then walked through, couldn't find his way out. He tried to got a few selfies like many others did.
Yeah.
And then asked a police officer, how do I get out? But my son actually did an interview with somebody afterwards on the outside of the Capitol. And he said a few choice words about some of the people that are for that building and things we say every day, right? So that's probably what got him in more trouble.
He's a very effective horse.
Yeah.
He doesn't play any games about handling the stuff. And also what was occurring before then to that point.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's about election integrity.
Right. He's really strong on it. And that's really a lot of the reason that people just want to see Trump speak. And they were concerned about what's happening with the stolen election.
Definitely.
Which it was. And now look at what's happened after that. So, what? You are going around and you have met all of these other J6 mothers, wives, and other family members. Tell us a little bit about what that's like. What are you seeing in those groups?
See such sadness. See good people. You see our veterans. You see people like my son. You see fathers, children, mothers. Just good families. And I actually have started doing hosting Twitter spaces for families of the J6ers and just to get the word out Monday through Friday, 9 at Central Time. To it's called the J6 Power Hour. So we do that Monday through Friday, Helena Gibson and I, just to get the word out to people in this country that we're here and we're trying to survive this together, and we need your help.
In your opinion, what's the temperature of people regarding this issue? Are they ignoring it? Are they forgetting about it? Or are they getting more involved?
I think a lot are getting more involved, but they need it. They need more of the mainstream media to get involved and show the truth. Seems as though people don't see the truth, and that's why we're here. That's why we're at the Real J6, American Patriot Relief. There's so many organizations that we try to spread the word and on our Twitter spaces, most definitely. And I just wish all the Americans and of course, those 81 million people, since we know they're there, we need them.
Right, and I think that this is what's going to have to happen. I mean, obviously, we're doing a whole new thing with independent media. Independent media is growing.
Yes.
But you've seen Tucker Carlson get canned from Fox.
Right.
Because that's the truth now. Whether people agree with him or not, that's what he's doing.
Right.
And they don't want that. And to your point about the mainstream media, I don't think they're ever going to get involved because they're the propaganda machine.
That's right.
Yeah. How can people start getting more involved to push this out, to get it out?
I don't know. Get out there and talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to each other. Let people know these J6 families, they're real families, good families. And talk to each other. Get out there and we appreciate people like them.
I appreciate them because I know what they're going through is terrible. And to still have the strength to fight, especially what you all are doing, this is not easy. And it's not easy, especially for anybody who still has somebody there. It's being tortured and being freedoms taken away. Now, this, you're talking to somebody who's still thinks there was an insurrection at the Capitol. How do we deal with those people?
Tell them they're crazy. I do.
Yeah, I
do. So look into your locals. Get involved. I became a poll watcher. And I think that's you start at your local levels. Get involved locally. We've got to get this fixed or we're never going to save our country.
Right. We have to save our country, ladies and gentlemen. What is, how do people help you guys? Any kind of involvement they can do? Maybe if you all knew donations, obviously it takes money to travel around. How can we help you with that?
You can get on American Patriot Relief. They help that. You can buy the American Gulag Chronicles. That helps our J6ers that are in prison with commissary and tablets and personal items that they need. And their families at the Real J6. Love Wins. They through the Real J6, they do family. The money that goes to that Love Wins will help support the wives or mothers and children to go see their hostage in prison.
That's fine. Is there any ways that we? How can we, let me phrase the question differently. I'm sorry. I told you I messed up sometimes.
Okay.
So the ones who aren't got anybody there to get any help or see them, what do we need to be doing about that? Like, obviously, they're still detained. They're not able to send family members.
You can go to Patriot Mail Project, and you can write our prisoners' letters. You can see where they're at, so you could send them commissary. It goes straight there. You can see all the list of all the prisoners, and they are being arrested daily, so that list may change daily.
If there's some people might send them or any, like, things that you all give to them, are they getting any of this taken away from them by those guards?
Yes, sir. When you're in solitary confinement, as most of them, well, all of them usually are when they first come in for quite some time. My son was on solitary confinement for 37 days straight. He was not allowed any of his commissary until after that, when he was in with the other prisoners later on. But there are, yeah, they don't get their commissary a lot of times. Certain ones, bigger name cases, probably are the worst of off, unfortunately.
That's sad and sickening.
Yes.
That's sad and sickening. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. This was actually kind of another eye-opening moment for us. And to hear that they're still taking stuff from them, this is really
that's
our reach. And if we do not make it stop, we're in a lot of trouble. Great. Well, everybody, don't go away. We have more coming.